You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW at the Saturday, November 17th show. We're here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to rebroadcast, but we can connect you with the guests that we have on the show or answer any questions that you have. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Carrie Haas of Windermere Real Estate, Bellevue Commons, and Carrie Haas Real Estate. Strategies for success in the current market. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in. First time in studio with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, and a little bit about Carrie. Carrie exudes a passion for real estate that carries through to every client wherever you are as a buyer or a seller. Carrie's business practices are steeped in philosophy and commitment, honesty, integrity, and excellence while loving her clients and developing a strong team to produce the best results. Prior to becoming a managing broker, Carrie owned her own graphic design and marketing firm. 6 years ago, Carrie brought her leadership and business expertise, her keen attention to detail, and her eye for beauty to real estate industry, often exceeding clients' expectations and rising to the top agent in her office. Carrie specializes in selling more and buying for less while managing the process and providing support, guidance, knowledge, and education so you can feel confident from beginning to end.
So, Carrie, we ended our session there with Randy talking about a call to action for people to, you know, get out there in the market and purchase a home. But you have the kind of traditional sense of the market being the wintertime to the spring. In your opinion, should you be buying and selling a home now or waiting until the springtime, do you think?
You know, really, any time is a good time to sell. It really depends on your situation and, you know, where you need to be, whether it's for school or for work, mm-hmm. or if you're moving in and out. It really depends. But any time is a good time to sell. In the winter, there's just not as much available, and people mm-hmm. still need to move. The buyers are definitely out there. I'm still having multiple offers on my listings right now and seeing an active market, even though it has slowed down slightly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because there's a balance in anything. So if there's not a lot of people listing, it is a benefit because you don't have the competition. Your home's going to show a lot nicer. On the other side, it may be a little more challenging because you don't have as many buyers out there in the market. So I love what you say. It really just depends on whether it makes sense and whether it's in your strategy right now or not. So Carrie, people are talking about being in a tough and a challenged market right now when the reality and, you know, kind of getting some opinion from Randy as well. And Keelan mentioned a little bit. I mean, if you look at employment and you can guess where the employment's going, real estate's going to follow. So we've got so much opportunity in this market. It's just we have definitely seen a big shift. And that's where it's causing a little more challenges. So when people are getting their homes ready in a market that has a little bit more challenge or seeing a shift like we are, what do they need to do to really prepare?
Well, first of all, we call it a challenge, but really the truth of the matter is we're just coming back to a normal market.
Yes.
So we really haven't had a normal market in this area since 1998.
That is crazy.
That's 20 years.
Wow.
So really, we don't know what a regular market feels like, mm-hmm. and so it does feel more like buyer's market, but it's really, it's just equaling out.
Yeah.
And while the buyers are able to have a little bit more leverage and the sellers need to rein their expectations back mm-hmm. ever so slightly, really, you can't expect a 15% growth region-wide.
And you would agree. I mean, really, this is what we all want in the industry is to have more of a balanced market because it is best for everybody in concern, right?
And especially with so many people moving to our region mm-hmm. right now, you know, it's really important to, you know, keep your eye on the fact that we need the slowdown in order for us to succeed as a community. So our pay is is high.
Mm-hmm.
If you compare us to San Francisco or New York or any of the other major cities in the country, we're still very affordable in general. So you still have people coming from other regions to our area, and they're, you know, looking for homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to get in there and get started as soon as you can.
Great advice.
So, Carrie, in a normalized market, there's more inventory. And so how can you differentiate your home from other homes on the market with the inventory we have now?
Well, it's really important to present yourself in a move-in ready fashion. The buyers today really want to feel fresh when they come in. They want that fresh carpet and paint and to feel like they can make it their own and not to feel like they are taking over somebody's projects.
Yeah.
So in making a decision on what type of work and things that you want to do in remodeling, what do you advise your sellers or homeowners that are thinking to do something improvement on their home? What makes most sense?
Well, if they're my clients, we actually go in with our team and help them determine what is important to present that face. It might be different for every situation. And we do have a team that will come in and help them get everything done so that they have less that they have to worry about. We try to make it as stress-free as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We even have people who will come in and organize and pack and help them prepare for moving. You know, it's a really emotional process to move, whether you're buying or selling. This is the place where you've either raised your family or gonna live and come home to, and it's important to be able to focus on that and not have to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a team behind you.
Definitely.
That's awesome. Right. That's like a whole nother level of service. That's fantastic. It gets some of that off their plate, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a good reason to choose a broker, but what else are your thoughts about who you should be looking for in a real estate broker, or what qualities or traits, what defines a good broker?
I think you're looking for somebody who is looking out for your best interests and also has the experience and knowledge behind them in order to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a ton of agents in our area, and you really need to feel comfortable with the people and be able to trust that they're going to have, you know, your back.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, give the number of stats are stats, and 80-20 rules works in everything. But I always, you know, I mean, we all know there's 20% that are doing 80% of the business, and then you have your 1 percentile that are really killing it in the market. So I don't know about anybody listening to the show, but if I was buying real estate, I'd be working with the best of the best or selling. So critically important on who you're choosing to work with. So Carrie,
so
the 'cause I know you work in different areas and helping your buyers and decide in what market is going to be best for them. But if you were purchasing right now another property, where would you be investing your money for the biggest bang to your buck?
Well, this really speaks to what Randy was also talking about, which is there's so many people moving into the area, and really the businesses are also moving. So they just announced Boeing is moving a number of jobs out to Kent, and we've got people also moving out to Bellingham. And so I really feel like the area between Seattle and Tacoma and Seattle and Bellingham are really important for investment right now, because I've got a lot of my downtown Seattle investors, they're looking at downtown Tacoma. And that really says something to me. We've got some beautiful views going up the south that way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's areas that have, you know, gentrified, such as like Glen Acres over by West Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That area has beautiful downtown views, and there's a lot of great space that has been untouched.
And you know what, great news, Carrie, because those areas are still so much more affordable. We were talking with Randy about the affordability issue, and so if you can get in and grab out in some of those markets that people are not thinking about as much right now, except for people that are investing a lot, like you said, in real estate. So I love that.
And schools really are great out there as well.
Yeah.
It's, you know, need to take another look.
I'm a West Seattleite, by the way. I love that town, and my parents were lived in Tacoma for 10 years on like the Stadium District. You haven't made fun of me once in this segment, Tina. I'm waiting for it.
You deliberately did that.
Yeah, seriously though.
So now it's T's, S's, D's, and
it's all of it. It's just I'm speaking through plastic right now. So, what about some options? Let's change gears a little bit for baby boomers looking to downsize.
Well, you know, you've got a number of different options. So, you know, when you're living in a home, you could either stay there. You can look at getting a smaller home, a Rambler that doesn't mm-hmm. have stairs. You can move into a condo. There's the assisted living, and then there's also the buy-in type of situation now where you buy in and then you get a percentage back at the end of life and it really takes you through the end. So there's actually a lot of different options that people don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know about
and,
that option.
And that's another thing. So my team really looks at each client and strategizes to help them figure out what their best situation is. So whether you're a first-time home buyer, I really need to be thinking about whether or not you're going to be having babies or whether you want to be
sure.
walkable or whether you want to be close to parents or work or if schools are important to you and whatnot. So depending on where you are in your stage of life, I have a team that really looks at all of that for you and it's different for each client.
Yeah, well, if you want walkable, don't come to my neighborhood in Newcastle because we're just not on the list there. So what about
you know, Newcastle is fabulous, and it is becoming much more walkable.
It's amazing.
There is a lot
really?
More. That fruit
Where
stand
can we
is
walk?
You can walk to the fruit stand.
But
and
not
you
where
know
I'm,
what?
I'm actually up on past the stadium up at that big hill, so I'm not walking to that fruit stand.
Walk the trails. We have
yeah,
tons
they
of
are
beautiful,
beautiful
trails.
They are
and,
beautiful.
And
I love Newcastle. We've been there since December of 2004, and I just love it. I love, you know, how it's outside of the city, but you can get to the city easy. But, my stepdaughter always gives us a hard time about how we don't have anything like Seattle does. Whole nother conversation. So, Carrie, as we're wrapping up our time here with you today, can you share a little bit about the team that you have that supports you?
You know, I am super lucky to have a really exceptional, high-quality team with me.
We got a couple of them here today hanging out with us in studio.
I love it. I have my operations manager, Darren Costa, is here. Mm-hmm. He came from the mortgage industry, and he is
really
a financial guru. Besides making sure that everything is happening, he is a licensed agent, and he does support me and my team. And then I also have Zelly Rettman here with me, and she is my social media and marketing person, and she does a fantastic job of making sure that all of our properties are seen by lots and lots of people.
Yeah, that is awesome. And, you know, having that that team support is, you know, so important to the success. Go ahead, Carrie.
Yep. I also wanted to mention that I have another agent, Scotty Brown, who works with me in the South End. So because the South End is becoming such an important piece, mm-hmm. we do have an agent who works solely out there in Tacoma and the Kitsap Peninsula because a lot of people are moving from here over to Poulsbo and Port Orchard, where it's only an hour commute, and it's a nice commute on the ferry rather than having to sit in the traffic and drive that commute.
Yeah, love that. And it's funny that one person of your team doesn't get to be here because somebody had to take care of business while you guys were in studio hanging out with us, right?
Very true.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming into studio and excited to have you come back again in the near future.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And coming up next on The Money Hour, domestic violence, Danielle Madrid with Havens Community Connections, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, after the short break.